Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Good evening. And welcome to our March 2018 session of Ask the Archangels. And it is now March the 6th, 2018. And I've just been able to remember that it's 2018 and not 2017. So we're all having our ways to cope here. Of course, you know, this is our Ask the Archangels session, and the Archangels have requested that the questions tonight only be about the topic presented and not about personal issues. This is to benefit the entire group. They would also like the questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to speak. This, of course, will assist the Archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to the group and to our attention this evening, and that they feel it obviously is important. Now remember, when you'd like to ask a question, please hit star 6 and the number 1, and that will put you in the queue, and we will call you up in the order that you called in. Now, by the way, these sessions are recorded and will be put up our website in a couple of days. So, now, let's take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our guest for this evening.
Greetings. It is I, Archangel Michael. I am delighted to be with you this evening. As you are well aware of, there are many energetics coming from various realms of the creative source realms that are impacting your beloved Earth. Much clearing has occurred in the last few months, and light frequencies unlike anything Earth has experienced in most recent times have come onto the planet. These are very important light frequencies, as well as the clearings they provide, so that you can begin to realize more of who you are as that divine image of the source of your being. That said, I do not have a specific topic that I will offer to you this evening, but we will open it more to a question and answer session, because there is much on the horizon that many of you are curious about. And so we would like to offer this opportunity for you to ask your questions, to make your comments, and also to comment on others' the questions and the answers given about your experiences in the last, say, 6 months of your time, how you have noticed the changes taking place in yourself and in others. So we will begin now and begin with your questions.
Okay, well, we have a couple of folks who have sent in questions, and if you don't mind, we'll start with those. Our first question, of course, comes from a lady who knows that there is a tremendous influx of energy that's coming in. But her specific question is, how is it affecting the animal kingdom? The reason for this is because she has a lot of animals in her home. And all of a sudden, in the last few months, they are no longer getting along as they had before. So her question is, please help explain what's going on. Michael, if you could comment about that, please.
Well, there's been a lot of disruption in the collective consciousness of humans in recent times. And animals pick up on the different frequency ranges. So if there is disruption in the household, it often comes from the mental emotional state of the beings that live in that household. And they pick up on the fragmentation or the disruption in the mental emotional body, especially in the emotions. When the emotions are not stable, in a frequency of love, calmness, happy, joy, these types of higher frequency emotions, then they also begin to react through their, not that they have the same complexity of mental emotional state as humans do, but they pick up on the vibrations of their human counterparts, and they react accordingly. And each one, especially if there are several living in a household, each one of them picks those frequencies up in a different way. And so sometimes this disruption occurs between the interaction of the animal community itself, because animals are a collective consciousness. So when they pick up on that human factor that is in disruption and change, they don't quite know how to react to it. And so sometimes they react from the disruption rather than the coherency of a collective group as they normally have.
Well, understand. I can certainly see how that could happen. Thank you. Our second question comes from a lady who is seeing a lot of different changes, let's say, in her community. And she is asking, what is the key to seeing the good, the bad, and the ugly as an independent person? How can she handle all those situations?
Well, here again, you see all types of vibrations playing out at this time, in these times of change. And you do see a lot of disruption. The best way to handle those disruptive energies is to get yourself in a neutral position where you are still, you're quiet, you're very neutral. You are not in reaction to what is going on the outside. You hold that center within your heart center, where you hold that love for all humanity, regardless of how they are exhibiting their life experience. Some exhibit it in the most beautiful ways, in a loving, compassionate way, and some aren't there yet, and they are very distraught. They don't know what to do with all of these energetic frequencies coming in at such a refined rate. Many of them haven't had the teachings and the background of spiritual evolvement that many of you have had. And so they don't know what to do with this higher frequency range that is enveloping them. And, of course, it brings up disturbances within them, disturbances in their mental, emotional body, because they are required to change. They are required to make changes in the way they think about things and in the way in which they use their heart center, realizing that they are love and that they can have more value for themselves. And when they start to have value for themselves, they have value for others. But the main specific thing here is to remember to stay in a place of neutrality and not react. Have compassion, open the heart and love, and to be in that center of peace, stability, and neutrality.
Well, that's super. Thank you, Michael. Now, the next question comes from a lady who has quite a bit of interest in sacred geometry. So she has asked, is the exquisite beauty and sheer complexity of the crop circles is mesmerizing. Can you enlighten us as to who and what is producing these symbols, and is this just another way the universe is trying to communicate with us?
Well, of course, it is a way that the universe is trying to communicate. There are many evolved planetary systems within your universe. There are many galaxies within your universe, and some of these galaxies are of that lower evolving state, such as Earth. So these crop circles are being created to send a message. It's a very subtle message through geometric progressions. They are actually a form of communication that is created through thoughts and a system that is a very evolved thought system. These are holographic progressions, holographic thoughts and information. It doesn't mean that you have to understand what it is saying, but to be open to the frequencies and the information that those holographic progressions and those holographic messages are giving to you, and just get into the energetics of them.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Now, and the final question from our listeners is, she would like to ask for more information on the El Shaddai specifically. Number one, what sound frequency do they have? And number two, can we use our voice and that frequency to heal people and the planet?
Of course. The El Shaddai is a sound template and has a fire element. It is created with the fire letters of the Shin, Dalet, and Yod. This sound formula comes through the ancient times, through the angelics and the angelic realm. And this sound formula is also, it comes from the Godhead. It comes from the source of your being. It's a massive, massive energetic template. And it is through the angelic realm and the sound that this element has a clearing mechanism built into it. So when you use it, it clears away some of the disruption and the disturbances of this lower separated consciousness of third and fourth dimension, and elevates your consciousness more into that fifth dimension of unity and love, and makes you become more aware of your divine nature. This is what it is intended to do. It not only holds this massive sound vibration, but it begins to stimulate a non-physical awareness, a knowledge of an information through geometries, light, color, and other sound vibrations. Now, when I speak of these sound vibrations, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are heard by the human ear. There are a lot of sound vibrations that are coming onto the planet now that cannot be heard by the human ear. So when you tone, when you use Om, that's a very uplifting, and it also comes from the Godhead. It comes from the source of your being. And you tone El Shaddai, it has not only a clearing effect, but a healing effect in the mental emotional body. It's a very subtle, but yet powerful, powerful sound template.
Okay. Super. Thank you. Well, we will go to our question and ask whoever we have that would like to be first. Please pop on. Again, star 6 and 1.
I would like to also invite you to make any comments that you would like to make on the previous questions, or add more to it, or ask for more information. So, that said, let us proceed.
Yes, hello. You're on with Archangel Michael.
Oh, hi, it's Cindy. Good evening, okay. Archangel Michael, John, Joan.
Good evening.
Wonderful to be here with you. My question is relative to the energies, I suppose, that Archangel Michael, you've mentioned. And I've had a manifestation in my home three times in the last couple of weeks. And very beautiful. It just appeared on my wall. And it was very... very distinct as a figure. Some people that I've shown it to saw it as Jesus. I seen it as a large face. That's the first thing I saw. But it, very beautiful. And I'm wondering, what is the meaning of this? Like, I didn't hear any sound or any voices. I mean, it was there for some time. I videoed it and took pictures and whatnot. Is this just the veil thinning, and I'm not sure what to make of it, I guess.
Well, it's a representation of the master realm that you normally don't think of we archangelics as having a physical form like you do one of the masters. So it's the face of the master that is coming into your awareness that will show you a much more extensive way in this transformative time in the ascension process. And it is the face of that experience of a human as they ascended into the master realm. So that was really a message for you, that there is a presence around you that is indicative of your transformation and ascension process that will be further explained to you and come more into the forefront as time moves on. And so just to be grateful and accepting of that presence and open to invite that information to come further into your awareness. This will take some of your private time to just sit and wait and listen and invite.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And one other quick question, if it's okay. I was listening to one of your channelings, and you talked about the Holy Spirit, and it confused me a little bit because, you know, I've heard a lot about, you know, Mother, Father, God, and then you talked about the Holy Spirit like it was almost a separate essence or a presence, and I don't quite know how that fits in. It confused me a little bit. Could you explain how?
Yes.
How
the
fits
Holy
in,
Spirit
please?
Is
Thank you.
That is very confusing to many because it is a function of the source. Of the source of your being. Most often when you say Mother, Father, God, it has a gender relationship. And of course, source has no gender, has no form. It's pure creative energy. But there is that part of source that has what you would perceive as this time, a gender relationship, where you feel the father is a more dynamic, forceful energy, and the mother part of the God is also creative, but it holds that undifferentiated love aspect, which is true. And then there is the creative spirit of source. So it's kind of functions as in a triad, from your perception, in aspects of source. But there is also that Holy Spirit of you. You are a function of the divine. You are a creative being of light, a divine image, a replication of the divine, of the source of your being. So you do have a function as a Holy Spirit. And that holds a state of consciousness and knowing of yourself at a much different state of being. It holds yourself more in value, in love, but also in the power of in the creative power. So if you can get your mind around the function of you as the Holy Spirit, as the creator of your reality, then you can begin to see it at a much larger, more massive iteration of that source energy that has no separation and is not separate from you because you were created in that divine image.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hi, Archangel Michael. So I wanted to just ask about recent energies that have really come in and just thrown me off. I thought 2017 would be some of the more intense energies, and just yesterday I experienced such intense physical symptoms that I just was thrown off my game. And I'm just wondering, I don't want to ask the question for me personally, but are these energies still going to continue to intensify? And it's a physical thing where you can just feel your body being, like, calibrated. If you can shed, it's intense. So
what you have to understand here, dear one, first of all, when we talked about previously about holding your center, staying in a neutral position, this is so important in these times of change. One of the things that would be very helpful for you to understand when these things occur, it's not just your consciousness that is being stimulated, your awareness into who you are and how you function, but there are so many changes occurring in your body right now.
Yeah.
This ascension process is not just about your consciousness. It's about changing, actually changing the physical complexity of your body.
Yeah.
Changing it at a cellular level. And sometimes when these energies come in that are designed to work on the body, to work on the cellular system, so that the cells begin to recognize the light frequencies that are being put into the body to change the body into a fifth dimensional vehicle. It misunderstands those energies as something disruptive or something that isn't correct. So when this occurs to you in your body, you feel it in your body, the best thing to do is to take some deep breaths and to really direct that energy in through your crown and into all of those lower seven chakras so they become a very coherent energy that then helps the cells begin to accept this light in a different way, as something that is beneficial rather than something that is to be pushed away.
Okay, yes. I totally, like, in other words, you're helping to integrate the energy.
Yes.
Yes.
You bring it into the crown. You bring the light in. And when you can also use a color, bring a color code in with it. Bring a color of...
I got sapphire. Sapphire is what I was shown to use. So.
Absolutely. That sapphire blue is a very elevating frequency. And it helps you to bring in that the higher frequencies of fifth dimension. So when you bathe all of those first seven chakras in that sapphire blue, it raises the function of each one of those chakras and raises it into a much more coherent vibration. So each chakra is one coherent unit with the entire seven chakras are a very coherent vibration.
Okay. Okay, this is good. Thank you. Because some people say just walk in nature and drink more water, but that just wasn't cutting it. I mean, I was having physical, yeah.
And so when you have a physical reaction like that, it's not an emotional reaction, it's a physical reaction,
yeah,
then
exactly.
You need to be proactive in receiving that by using color codes. You can use red is a wonderful color code. It smooths everything out and begins to lessen the impact of that reaction. And some of the other color codes, the green is a very healing color code. It relates to the heart, relates to your ability to create and to love yourself. So it's in these times that loving yourself is so important and valuing what you are doing in this body at this time. You are actually not only changing your consciousness, but you are altering the body and the way in which it functions in the world energetically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to be proactive and to take care of the body, to nurture it, to use various color codes to assist the body, to assist the chakra system, it calms the chakras. It calms the mental emotional body, especially that blue coating, just the blue.
Okay.
It raises up the emotions into a more joyful state. So there are so many things that you can do to help the body.
Okay.
Be proactive in times like that.
Okay. Okay, very good. Well, that's exactly what I was hoping to understand. And I didn't know about the red at all. So I'm so grateful to learn that. So, well, thank you so much and love you.
Thank you.
Oh, this is Mark.
Michael. Mark, you're on.
Hello, Mark.
Thank you. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Here's my question.
Okay.
As I understand it, many, many eons ago, Earth was a 12th dimensional Christed planet, and there were 12th dimensional beings on Earth at that time. And then I understand that Earth lost some of that 12th dimensional consciousness. And I'd like to know, how did that happen? Was it an external force that happened, or was it something to do with the beings on the planet itself?
It was to do with the beings themselves. Those beautiful beings came directly from the Godhead. They wanted to experience themselves as that divine, but separate, not separate, but uniquely, in ways that they were individual expressions of the divine, individual creators. So they began to experiment. They had never been outside of the realm of Source. They had only been in that unity state. And so when they had the opportunity to come to this beautiful Christed planet that was pure light, it was pure color and sound frequencies that they could create and experiment with, they desired to experiment with these different energetics that they had access to, and to see if they could make it a little denser, a little have more form to it, rather than be in such a gaseous or a non-form state. It was more of a state of being, a state of consciousness, rather than a physical, a dense physical planet. So they began to experiment with their creations of making it a little denser. And of course, as they did that, something was lost. That dimensional frequency of 12th dimension could not be sustained coherently and consistently. So it varied, sometimes in the 11th dimensional frequency and sometimes in the 10th. But it never varied much lower than that. And most often, they would reorganize the energetics so that the 12th dimension would come back into a sustainable play.
All right, thank you. And I understand that that continued for a very long time, billions of years.
Billions of years, far beyond your comprehension from the way in which time is kept now in this physical dimension. There was no time in that 12th dimensional frequency.
And then I understand that the energies eventually became down to as low as 7th dimension. And how did that happen?
Because the more entities, the more beings who began to create outside of a blueprint, an energetic matrix, if you will, an energetic blueprint that was given to them on how to create, to maintain that frequency of 12th dimension. When they began to create outside of that for ease or for a quick manifestation, then they made errors and the denseness became denser. And once it fell below the 10th dimension, many great beings had to vacate so that they did not lose themselves in these lower frequencies. And when that happened, 10th dimension could not be maintained. And so it didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen in an instant. We're talking thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years, before that frequency began to decline to such an extent that many of these great beings had to vacate because of a concern for their ability to maintain their consciousness at 12th dimension and above. So this didn't happen instantly. It took eons, a long, long period before the decline was such that it declined all the way to 7th dimension.
And then there were some civilizations known as Lemuria and Atlantis that entered into the picture. Is that right?
That is correct. There were many different iterations of the divine, of the human. By that time, the human form had taken a more sustainable physical expression. And as I have just talked about, the human being, the divine expression of Prime Creator, and being the image of that. So when the directive or the blueprint was given on how to create form within those more refined frequency range, when that was adhered to, then all went well for a long time. But when it was not, and experiments happened, and the density began to be created more fully, then there were problems.
Did the beings for Lemuria and Atlantis, were they created there on Earth, or did they come from somewhere else?
Those beings that existed in the ancient of ancient times, pre-Lemurian, which could sustain that 10th to 12th dimensional range, and then the Lemurians who operated within that 9th, 10th dimensions, and there were beings called the Atlanteans who came from another planetary system in the far reaches of this universe, of your universe. But there was a period of, if I could perk your imagination of over a billion years of time, if there was such a thing at that high, at that more refined level, where it was considered the golden era, where the creations were sustained at that much more refined level and in coherence with the original blueprint. So there was a huge, most people only think about the decline of the Lemurians, the loss of the Lemurian continent and the Atlantis, the fall of Atlantis, the final fall. But there was so much more. There was so much beauty in the creative times of those times that went on for such a long period of time. And these are the things that you need to remember, because those remembrances will help you remove all of the negativity of that final cataclysm and bring you up, not just to fifth dimension, but to those much more refined frequency ranges. There is value in what was created in that golden era. And
yes,
many of you were there in that golden era time, as well as when it declined. You came to help stop that decline. So to remember some of that golden era time and the beauty of it is very beneficial. Not to concentrate so much on the fall, but to concentrate on the beauty of those times.
This is very helpful. Thank you. Thank you. It puts a whole different aspect that I had not understood very well. So this is very helpful. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Hello, you're on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hi there. It's Joan on the phone. Good evening, Archangel Michael. I'm so pleased to be able to speak with you this evening. I have a question. Over the last while, I have noticed that quite often I feel like I am going to cry, and I get teared up so much easier than I used to. And sometimes it seems to be for no reason at all. I might be reading something or listening to something and sometimes just looking at it, and all of a sudden my eyes water up and I feel like I'm going to cry. Quite often when this happens, my heart feels happy or sometimes even overjoyed. So I wondered if you could just explain to me, or if you could tell me if this is a positive thing, and is it part of the changes our bodies are going through at this time, or could it be just that my heart chakra is opening up too much?
Well, your heart chakra can never open too much.
Oh,
never.
Good. That's good.
Don't ever think that. Heart chakra needs to be open as far as you can open it. And it is just a result that carries into the emotional body. And often when you tear up like that and you do have a feeling of joy within you, you can't often access the thought that created that reaction. And so therefore you are confused or you question, what is this? I recognize the feeling, but I don't recognize why I'm having this reaction. But understand, there is always a thought that precipitates the emotion. And in these times of change and the frequencies that are available, the light frequencies that are available to you, that space is very little. So often you will only feel the emotion and you don't have the space to recognize what the thought was that created the feeling. But if it is a feeling of love in your heart, the thought, you can be very certain that that thought that it created, that created that feeling was a thought that was loving and compassionate and excited about creation?
A lot of times it does feel like love. It's I might be saying my prayers, or I might be listening to a session of Ask the Archangels, or I might be reading something on the Ascension. And it just comes so fast.
And there's an excitement with that.
Yes, it's
there
exciting.
Are so many that, it is exciting, and everybody is waiting. They're so anxious for this process to get underway more fully so that they can see it more clearly and understand all of the nuances involved in these massive changes.
So it's not part of what's going on with the changes in our bodies, or it is? I'm just wondering.
Oh, it most certainly is. It is.
Okay.
But it's related to the mental-emotional body.
All righty.
And the coherence of that. And it just stimulates your awareness of the beauty of your life.
Oh, you're not kidding.
The beauty of life and the beauty of life in general.
Yes, it sure does.
And how does that happen? It happens through the mental-emotional body. That's how you recognize it. So don't push that away, and for heaven's sake, don't close your heart. Your heart can never be too open.
Okay, well, that's good to know, because I was questioning, why is this happening, and do I need to work on my heart chakra? So that's
just
good.
Allow.
Allow it to happen.
Yeah, and take it
Wonderful.
In.
Wonderful. That's great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your guidance that we received during these sessions. Blessings.
You're so welcome. Blessings.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hi, Archangel Michael. Thank you so much. And I wanted to thank everybody for what they've been sharing. I spoke to you several months ago, our time, and I was reassured that I was accomplishing what I need to do in this lifetime. I feel like energetically I've been going through a lot, and I've been doing Mastering Alchemy and activating the light body. And when I have a lot of sensations in my body, I feel like I'm not doing the work correctly. And one thing that I had just heard recently, Metatron had talked about that the energetics that are leaving last are self-judgment and doubt. And I'm feeling like I've cleared a lot, and I feel like I'm on the brink of so much, but I feel like I still need some reassurance.
Well, I'm here to reassure you. You're on the right path. You're doing all the things you need to do. And when these things surface, that sometimes they surface in the body, you feel them in the body through your emotions, they are beautiful, as the previous caller talked about. And sometimes they're just fragments of anomalies that are surfacing that need to be just released. You don't have to understand them. You just have to see them and release them. Let go of it. So if it's related to judgment, if it's related to guilt or doubt, you know that doesn't serve you. So it's, there it is again. Let's let that go and bring in a little more light. Mm-hmm. Maybe a color code would be in order. Maybe a blue frequency or a yellow frequency of the mind, so that the mind, your mind, operates as the mind of Source. So when these disturbances happen, here again, be proactive. Don't try to understand exactly why that is, but bring in some light frequencies, bring in some color codes, bring in some sound, bring in the El Shaddai,
mm-hmm.
bring in the Ayah, Asher Ayah, I am that I am.
Mm-hmm.
These sound tones, just these templates, change everything.
Yeah. nature has been my way to find peace.
The beauty.
Yeah, the beauty of nature.
Nature. The beauty, yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
I wanted to ask you about this golden era. Thank you so much for that gentleman that asked that question about the fall consciousness. Thank you for talking about the blueprint and the golden era. Everything is just beautiful. A question popped in my mind about, you know, we talk about what happened to Atlantis and Lemuria and everything. And my question is, and I've had it for a long time, is how was Gaia affected? Because we think about what happened to humanity, but my question is, and my deep connection to Gaia, that's why I ask, what happened to her?
It was devastating. It was devastating. Gaia is a conscious being, and the elementals were very instrumental in holding those refined frequencies of the higher dimensions. And when humanity began to miscreate, they were required to reconfigure the body of Gaia. And it was hurtful for them to see what they were instrumental in creating in those higher frequencies, to have to create more density within the form of Gaia. It also disrupted their connection with the angelic realm, the archangelic realm that oversees all of the elements, all of the elementals. And so they couldn't communicate directly with us and receive the higher frequency. It was devastating. It was devastating to humanity. That separation frequency of the lower dimensions was devastating, not just to humanity, but to the earth. And then there was the disruption between the communication between the elementals and humans. They couldn't communicate to each other to create the environment that would sustain that divine image, both in the earth, in Gaia, and in humans. That communication was destroyed, so the environment changed dramatically. It was devastating.
And so here we are today, missing that communication.
You are recreating it. You are recreating it, beloved. Yeah. Understand that. Each one of you who so relates to Gaia, loves Gaia, you communicate that to the elementals, that love, that undifferentiated love of Source, the creative force of love. You communicate that so that they then, in turn, can create a different environment within the complexity of Gaia.
This is so important, yes. Michael, for everybody, not just on this call.
Yes.
I bless everyone on this call. But everybody, man, we need to understand this. Because Gaia is so hurt. And what humans are reacting to, they're saying that they're completely... I listen with compassion, but it's completely out of context. You know, they think she's angry. They think, you know, with all her sacred movement.
Yeah,
I know it's not that at all.
You have to understand, dear one. Humans suffered greatly in that separation, and when that union between Gaia and humanity was destroyed. There wasn't a coherence that was there previously so that the creation was consistent and beautiful as it was in the golden era. But you are recreating that as humans clear out the debris and start to remember themselves from that more divine aspect to work on their mental emotional body, their creativeness, and then to begin to love the earth and send love to the elementals.
I think that love is Gaia's greatest law. And
yes.
I've been having just incredible, loving, expanding, delightful experiences in contact with nature, with animals, the way I'm communicating with them, the way I see them, the way they open up my heart. And so something very, very beautiful indeed is happening. And the other day I was hugging a redwood tree, and I just felt this ancestral love opening up. I felt this love for this tree that was ancestral. It's very hard to explain, but that's the best way I can explain it. And I could just feel layers and layers and layers and layers of love going way back.
Yeah.
I was crying like I've never cried before. It was this love for this tree, or the tree loving me, whatever. It's absolutely beautiful. So what I'm creating, what I'm feeling, what I'm tapping into, or waking up, or however you want to call it, I'm tapping into that was lost, correct?
Yes, you are. You're recreating that communication, and each and every one of you who relate to the earth in that way, who get out in nature and feel the beauty of the earth beneath their feet, see it, the trees, the grass, the waters, and that love is transferred to the elementals and then returned in kind. So you are recreating that golden era.
This is so beautiful. You know, we as humanity need to understand that helping the planet, helping the earth, goes way beyond what we think it is. You know, mm-hmm. not just defending the trees and defending the dolphins and the whales. It goes way beyond. And this is the real work.
Yeah.
It's in waking up and ascending and tapping into those higher dimensions. It's in love. When that love comes back, that's the true gift back to Earth and to humanity. So it's starting within us and all these beautiful energetics that are coming in to help us.
Yeah.
So that we can see the whole picture. It's not just about, they may be intense and everything, but we got to understand the whole picture.
Yes.
And it's beautiful when you do, and when you take responsibility for your own self. And then you start tapping into that golden era, which is the actual human experience.
Exactly.
Thank you for your
thank you so much for your comments and your love. It shows the way for others to do likewise. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you, Michael.
Hello. You're next on with Lord Michael.
Hi, Michael. This is Sharka. Thank you very much for explaining some more about the history. I'm very much interested in when we came from, and I understand that some of us were those 12 dimensional beings, and then some of us were the ones in Atlantis. But I would like if you could explain, who is humanity? How did I become humanity?
How did you become human?
Humanity. Who is humanity?
Each and Well, you are the human iteration of the divine. There are many different iterations in the creative realms, but you were created. Your soul was created to experience yourself as human, as a human creator. And that's how you experience your uniqueness and how you experience yourself in a more physical way. But when your soul was created, it was created to experience your individuality in that human iteration.
So everyone who chose to come to experience on the planet Earth had the same imprint of human?
Correct.
Even we came from different stars?
Yes, there are many human iterations on various star systems. They may not all look like the specific human iteration that you see on Earth in this form at the present time. But that does not mean they are not a human iteration. They are a creator, and many do not understand that. They think because they're humans, they all look alike, or that they don't have human iterations on various star systems, which is incorrect. But humans are a replica of the divine creator, and they express that uniqueness as the individual, not separate from the source energy, but as an individual creator, as a creating of the reality in a certain environment. And you chose Earth to experience that for many reasons.
So humans are not just those beings who chose to come to the Earth. They are the ones who came to experience their individuality anywhere else?
Correct. Okay. As creators.
Okay.
In the divine image.
This was a missing piece. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Thank you. Hi. This is Jana.
Hello,
Jana. I'm curious about, I don't want to use the word role, I'm thinking more about the energetic root of socialization within the human form. Since everyone came to experience their uniqueness, was there an impetus there as well, being that everyone has a collective nature, to experience more of what we think of as the social aspects, the relational aspects?
Yes. You are collective in your nature, but you are expressing yourself as an individual creator, but you are collective by nature.
So
collective consciousness of source.
So sort of a need for socializing, how inherent is that actually, or is that more of a survival separation consciousness? Evolvement?
In the lower dimensions, it is very important to the survival mechanism because of the density of that thought system of separation, unworthiness, and so on. But at the more refined levels, that social aspect brings you back into that unity consciousness of yourself as divine.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a different frequency, a different vibration to it than what it does in third or fourth dimension, or even parts of fifth dimension, mm-hmm. where you still look to recognition, acceptance. That still isn't gone in fifth dimension. But at those higher frequencies, those more refined frequencies, that brings you back into the collective consciousness of the unity of the divine image. So when these great creator beings came to Earth to experience themselves as unique creators, they never ever lost sight of the fact that they were part of the collective consciousness of the source of their being.
So the more that one stands in one's own truth, as it were, here, the ascended masters, for instance, walking, you know, and having form and living on earth, were actually devoid, shall we say, of any need for validation from others? It was just more of a state of enjoyment?
No, when they embodied on earth, they were in the similar process that you are at the present moment. They experienced all the human disruptions in their male emotional body. And yes, at times in their evolvement, they were needing acceptance from others. They judged themselves. They had all of the experiences that you have before they took on an ascension.
And the ascension process then, as you're saying, that need for self-validation is still existing somewhat in the fifth dimension, but beyond that in more refined vibrations, that just drops away, does it not?
Because it is known within the sacred heart consciousness of each individual.
Mm-hmm.
They are beautiful, beautiful expressions of the divine, and they know that, so they don't need validation. They accept that.
Yeah, and that's the state that we're experiencing now of that inner knowing, that connectivity and coherence in our unified
Correct.
Field.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Beautiful comments. Thank you.
Good evening. You're on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello, Archangel Michael. Thank you for this evening. It's been wonderful. One of the other callers was talking about the soul, and you mentioned that it was part of us becoming human. So as we ascend, then, do we lose the soul? And actually, what is the soul?
Soul is where the experiences are held in various expressions of yourself. As you evolve, as your consciousness evolves and through these experiences, and you change the way in which you create a reality, the influence of your spirit, which is pure source energy and has no limitations whatsoever, the soul and the spirit merge and become one divine presence. That's what the ascension process, when the ascension process takes place within you, is the soul, which is the experience, through all of the anomalies and the clearing and that we've talked about in several iterations of this call, that draws to it, through the experience, draws to it the influence of the spirit, which is you as that divine image, and they become one. And then there is no doubt of who you are and why you are here and how you create.
Wow, thank you. My other question has to do with the breath and breathing. For a few years now, it seems like I've been like shallow breathing and tight breathing, and it's hard for me to get that deep breath continuously. Do you have any suggestions as to if I'm holding on to something, I'm not quite sure the cause of it?
It's a habit. It's as simple as that. Don't make it any bigger than that. It's a habit. So it practice. Practice yoga breathing, that deep breathing where you breathe the in-breath into the diaphragm. There is a lot written out there about the prana and how to create the breath within the body. So it's just a habit. So by learning about the different types of breath to bring prana more fully into the body, you begin to change that habit. And then you don't have to think about it. It's an automatic response.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it seems I'm trying to force my diaphragm one way or the other, and it's just not working.
No, you have to relax into it, but you have to research it and practice. daily. And then it just becomes a matter of fact. You don't even have to think about it. But you have to relax into it. You can't force yourself.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're on with Archangel Michael.
Good evening, Michael.
Hello.
John. Thank you so much. This is Yulia, and I want to ask you about reincarnation. As I understand, not only angel reincarnate to the earth, even the Joshua as a collective soul, he was not only angelic. And actually my question is there a difference between human who has angelic and the human who doesn't have angelic?
It's about the uniqueness of how you express yourself and experience yourself in a body. And if you have angelic roots, shall we say,
yeah,
you have energetic imprints from the angelic realm, then that is uniquely expressed through you, through your life experience and what you create in life from those imprints. Now, others may come in with imprints from the master realm or other realms that make their unique expression slightly different, not better than or less than the way in which you express yourself. It's just a part of your uniqueness as you create and express yourself in the world of form.
The Joshua, he is collective soul.
He what?
He has collective soul. He didn't have one soul. He has many souls. The Joshua?
Right? Yeshua, you're talking about?
Yes, yes.
He is a collective consciousness, as you are. Not just one soul, you are a collective consciousness of spirit. But he very much was, when he entered the earth as Yeshua many years ago of your time, he entered as pure human, a pure human expression.
All right.
And yes, by nature he is collective, as are you. But in your expression, you are individual.
Okay. It's a little bit confusing because I read somewhere, somebody told me that Yeshua had not one soul, many. But it looked like...
As Yeshua, his soul was overlighted, which is different than having many souls.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have time for one more question now.
Okay. You are the one. You're on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Oh, thank you, Archangel Michael. I wanted to ask what you would like us or what you would recommend for us to focus on in our meditations, for whether it's for humanity overall or for the earth overall. I mean, I think we all do our own personal meditations, and a lot of us partake in the weekly, you know, worldwide meditations that are going on. But I'm wondering, I'd like to try to do a meditation for humanity or for the earth, but I don't know exactly what's most important for us to be focusing on at this time to be of service in that way. Is it world peace? Is it?
Yes, it is world peace. However, my suggestion to you, it is so important, and you, all of you need to understand this, in your private meditation time to focus on you as that divine image and the beauty of the soul that dwells within you, the beauty of the spirit of you that dwells within you, and the love that is within you, within your sacred heart, but most of all, cultivating the love in the heart chakra for yourself as divine, with value for you and for what you bring to the earth at this time as a divine creator, how you are changing the world by being who you are as that individual expression of the divine. And when you do that, you begin to share with the world, with Gaia, with others, your love. And it is the love, that undifferentiated love, the element of love that changes everything. It unites everything. The fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions, the templates, are love and unity. And one cannot exist without the other. So when you cultivate that element of love within you, for you, you begin to express it collectively with others. And this is the most valuable thing that you can do for this ascension process at this time. It starts with the individual.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
You are so welcome. We would like to thank everyone who participated this evening. This has been a wonderful conversation. There were many questions that evoked other questions, so we could expand on this vast topic of ascension and all the ins and outs of it, and what is happening to your body, what is happening to the earth, how you are changing consciously, how you are changing physically, and the need for each and every one to stay in that heart center. We thank you for receiving us, beloveds. Blessings.
Blessings to everyone. We wish you a wonderful month ahead, and we look forward to same place, same time in a month. Blessings.